today we saw in Oakville on Sunday, April 24th, an exciting game between Windsor FC coming all the way to Oakville to play Blue Devils, and it was a 4-0 for Blue Devils, but a close game that just sort of pulled away at the end when you had to open it up. But let's hear your thoughts on today's game. This is I have the coach, Walter Cosenza, here, and I'll start with some comments on today's game.
Windsor, our new name is Windsor City FC. We not play the game today. It was a tough game, but we not play. 4-0 was three collective mistakes. You know, defensively, we try our best, and offensively we not create. You know, I think we just create one chance that supposed we score our first goal and maybe 1-0 the first period, but that we not deserve to play the game today. That is, it's my opinion, and I spoke to the players when we finished the game in the locker room.
Okay. We had another tough home game, a road game last week. It's Unionville Milliken, and that was 2-0. But how much will it mean for you to have your first home game of the season next week, and that you're actually now back in Windsor after being out of town for a year, at least?
Yes, our last game, that's the soccer, no? We dominate the whole game, entire game, and the opponent team did the first shot, I think is the 43 minutes of the second period. The first shot of the night was a free kick. The guy had a luck and they scored the first goal, and the second goal was by counter-attack. This season we come back to Windsor to play at St. Clair College. We excited, the players excited, the fans excited. And I hope we will have a great opening game, our debut on the city, you know. I hope the fans come to watch. This will be our third game of the season.
Yeah. Now, where your players are from, are like locals from the Windsor area, are some actually at St. Clair College and other universities? Where do they gather your players from?
Look, we have a player for now. I have a player for London. We have a player from Windsor University. We have a player from St. Clair College. We have a player from Calgary. We have a player for Ukraine, because the war, they come to to Windsor. We have a player from Quebec that maybe arrived in 2 or 3 weeks. You know, we have a player for, but almost the players from the town is from the Windsor.
Okay, great. Local points. You've got a brand new name, Windsor City, but you still have a relationship with Toronto FC. And it's been a few years now. How are you? The relationship going this year? What do you get from them?
The relationship keep amazing with Toronto FC. We have a relationship with our U13 to U17. Keep great, you know. They support us with the development. They support with everything, and we just create a new brand for our high level that was not a part of the agreement at the beginning, and how. Our League One team that now, because we choose a new brand like Capelli, we have a new one.
Yeah.
And we decide to move, but we keep for our youth academy, we keep with Toronto FC. It's like what London did also. You know, they have a London TFC and FC London for League One. We did it the same way.
No, that's true. And now in the league, Forge FC is put together a couple of teams too. They've always had Sigma, but they've worked with another few. Yeah, so everyone's gobbling up some. And I know in London they have a rival of Vancouver Whitecaps. How do they get involved? But somehow they've got an academy in London. So, and let's see. This will be important. But the way you finished last year, there's this brand split. A division split to try and be in the top 12. How important is that as you, for right now, as a team below that point, but yet the points are worth more this year? how important is it to try and pick up into that top 12?
No, it's hard, but I look step by step. I'm not talk about the entire league. I look for the next game now.
Yes.
I go step by step. Of course, we fight. We try to keep in the first tier. The first tier, we know it's difficult, but we did a huge step from last season. You know, with last season we made 18 points. And if you watch the entire season, six to seven games, we deserve to tie to win, and we lost one goal difference. Some games against Vaughn, 1-0, 3-2 against Cinco, 3-2 against Sigma, the last minute of penalty kick because it was 2-2, 2-1 against I think North Toronto. That's at the end penalty was 1-1. We are in the right path. You know, it's hard to say we are here or we are there, but we try our best. I'm like a coach. I need to show the players. I need belief for the players believe. You know, the coach is the mentor of the players. You know, and we try to fight to keep in the first division for sure.
Okay, great. Now I'll actually offer some encouragement. There's something I saw in the stands today. That you had some extra players, and what this player in the stand said was that you're bringing in some extra, like under 21s, to sort of fill out the team for things. Because over the years, and it's been maybe before your time, and then in other leagues I've covered over the years, that Windsor would have trouble picking, you know, even three subs to come all this, you know, all the way, long drive to Toronto. And so that you guys have, you know, you're filling the bus, we'll say. And also that you have a bus, not like St. Catharines last week, and they were carpooling, two per car, that was it. That you have the, you know, University of Windsor, the Lancers bus. I mean, that must have been a big thing. So, you know, to have your guys even more relaxed before a game by coming with proper transport.
No, we change. I'm 3 years in Windsor. You know, I'm new in the town. We try to change the mentality. You know, we build something for the long term development. We need to commit. That we try to show the players. You know, for this season we have now 25 players signed for U21, and you have 20 players signed for the first team. Just today, I have some injury. I had some red cards, and 5 to 6 players just come in the next 2 to 3 weeks. You know.
Yes.
But we are much better about the numbers and the quality also than the last 6 years for League One. You know, we have 22 players maybe I think in the first team, and we have 25 players in U21. And of course, we give opportunity for the U21 players. Today we have three U21 players today. You know, we give opportunity for the players, and that's the soccer. You know, sometimes the U21 is better than 25 years old, and we need to be honest about that. That the players know that we don't look the friendship. We look the what supposed the player will give to the team inside the field. You know, deserve to play.
And a boost from, as we're talking to the Blue Devils, of how proud the coach was that they've moved two players there. We're on Valor last week in their victory. They started as teenagers on their team. So, you know, you guys can push some guys through. Let's hope so.
Yeah.
Okay. So thank you for talking to me. And...